Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist August Lozada with Today's Bible Prophecy Ministry. Welcome to our program as we cover world events, the light of biblical prophecy, and the soon return of our Lord and the rapture of the church. Well, it is great to be back home from Israel. This is August Rosado, evangelist with Today in Bible Prophecy Ministries, coming to you live from Lincoln, Rhode Island. And I just got back from Israel, being there for 2.5 weeks with our guest today on the show, Dr. Todd Baker. And I'm going to get to him in just a few moments because we have a very important topic that we want to talk about today. But we are back home after 2.5 weeks in Israel, and we'll talk about that with Dr. Baker before we go on to our main topic on the show today, which is a very serious problem in the church, and that is apostasy in the church. But before we get to Dr. Baker, don't forget tomorrow, December the 27th, at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., as well as 6 p.m., I am going to be speaking at Solid Rock Baptist Church in Blackstone Valley, Massachusetts. We were there with them last December, had a wonderful time. They have a beautiful historical building that dates back to the Civil War era. And my wife and I had a wonderful time over there with all of those people at Solid Rock Baptist Church. And they invited me to come back again tomorrow to preach an all-day Bible prophecy Sunday. So if you live in the Blackstone Valley area in Massachusetts or any of the surrounding areas, don't forget to come on out, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 6 p.m. I'll be speaking at all three services, Solid Rock Baptist Church in Blackstone Valley, Massachusetts. If you want the address, the directions, phone number, go to my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org, and all the information is there for you, and I would look forward to seeing you. So what I want to do right now without any hesitation is get to my guest on the show today, and that is Dr. Todd Baker. Todd, are you there, buddy?
Yes, Brother August, I'm here. Recovering from Dr. jet lag after our phenomenal 36th gospel outreach in Israel, where we handed out 92 Bibles and shattered the previous record you and I set of the amount of Bibles handed out by a two-man gospel outreach team in Israel, and that prior one was 78 Bibles, so I'm really pumped up about that.
Well, praise the Lord, Todd. I mean, we had a wonderful time over there in Israel. And as Dr. Baker said, we passed out 92 Bibles. Now, we shattered our previous record back in June for the 34th Gospel Outreach, in which we passed out 78 complete Hebrew Bibles, Old and New Testament. And we shattered that record 2.5 weeks ago. We passed out 92 Bibles. And so I am just still pumped about that, Todd, having that opportunity to go with you to Israel and sharing the gospel out there with the Jewish people and getting a Bible into their hands. It was such a phenomenal outreach, a great time that we had out there. And we also took opportunity to teach some Bible out there, Todd. What was your favorite moment out there in Israel for the 2.5 weeks that we were there?
Oh, it's hard to say. I think when we did the series of teaching in the life-size tabernacle in Timnah Park, just north of Eilat, and we explained how the how each of the elements of construction in the tabernacles point to the person and work of Jesus the Messiah. And let's not forget the coup de grace of the whole thing, and that was our personal interview with Chaim Topol, famous Israeli actor who played the lovable Tevye in the movie Fiddler on the Roof, and we're going to be doing some work with him in the future. He has a Jordan River village that helps seriously ill children, helps medically treat them from all walks of life, all faith backgrounds, and so forth.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. This, and folks, this was a last minute thing that happened with Todd Bader and myself, in which we had come to our hotel, Time Topol, and you better know Topol as the beloved milkman Tevye in the movie Fiddler on the Roof. Topol came to our hotel in Tel Aviv, since he does live in Tel Aviv, Israel, came to our hotel, the Leonardo Basel, and sat down with Todd and I, and he granted us what was supposed to be a 20-minute interview. Todd, turned out to be close to 1 hour. And
yes,
it was just
that's
a phenomenal time, don't you think?
No, it was truly amazing, and the man has such a noble spirit about him, and we'll have that interview available on a separate DVD here soon so people can watch it.
Yes, we will have that on a separate DVD of Dr. Todd Bader and my interview with Chaim Topol. And Todd, I mean, this guy has starred in, like, what, 28 films, two Golden Globe Awards, and this guy is an acting legend, is he not?
Oh, absolutely. He's well-known in Israel. Some of his best friends were well-known movie actors in Hollywood, Paul Newman, Anthony Quinn, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
And what really impressed me with Topol is he is not like these Hollywood actors of today, aloof,
no,
withdrawn, elitist, inaccessible, arrogant, and you got to go through an army just to be told, no, you can't have any access to them. This guy came to us. His phone number is in the book, and he was very cooperative, and we plan on visiting him in the future in March and June.
Yeah, amen, brother. And you need to keep me up to date as to how that goes with him while you guys are there in March. Todd Bader will be going back to Israel for the 37th Gospel Outreach, and he'll be taking more people with him. About four of the people will be going with him. And so please keep Todd in prayer as he goes back to Israel in 3 months. And, folks, if you can help him to get there, at the end of the show, Todd is going to give you the website and where to go to in order for you to help support Todd in bringing him back over there for the 37th
Amen.
Gospel Outreach. And so, Todd, you must be excited about that.
Oh, certainly. You know, it's always hard to leave the land when we have such a rewarding time of gospel ministry among the Jewish people, and we certainly have some good stories to tell and good articles to write from those stories in the future in our newsletters.
Amen. Amen. And by the way, all of the Bible teaching that Dr. Bader and I have done there in Israel, especially at the tabernacle in the wilderness in Timnah, all of that is going to be on a DVD and will be available on, of course, my website and on Dr. Baker's website when they are ready to go hot off the presses, and we will make sure that we let each and every one of you know. So now, Todd, let's get to the very heart of the matter here on today's broadcast. We're going to be talking about apostasy in the church. When we were in Israel, you and I, you showed me a very disturbing video. Now, Todd, we are going to mention names on this program today. And some people think, well, you know, you ought not to mention names and so on and so forth. It's nothing but a personal attack. And listen, let me tell you something. Paul the Apostle mentioned names. And he warned people of his day of certain individuals that the church needed to stay away from. So, okay, Paul did mention names. Todd and I
That's
are
right.
going to mention names on the program today. It has nothing to do with any type of personal attack, but to warn you, the listener, to stay away from those who are spreading heresy and apostasy in the church. And Dr. Baker, we want to begin with Hillsong Church in Australia. Now, before I play the heretical video, or the audio rather, for the listeners, give us a little background about Brian Houston and the people of Hillsong Church.
Well, Brian Houston's father was a convicted pedophile. It was found out that he had done some inappropriate sexual acts towards children, and this thing went to court. I believe it was in Australia. Went to court, and he was found guilty. And even after that, he was still receiving a retirement package from the church. And I think he died here recently, but Hillsong is just filled with apostasy from top to bottom. They also had one of their choir leaders in the New York church, I believe it was, who is an openly gay, practicing homosexual, and he announced that he and another member of the church were getting married. So Hillsong was scrambling after that, saying that they didn't know anything about this, and that he was asked to resign, and so forth. And as of to date, he is still in that church and still doing some choir duties, from what I have seen reported. So this is just the tip of the iceberg, and the video that you mentioned is on a website, an excellent website called Museum of Idolatry, and it's with piratechristian.com. Piratechristian.com. It's a website run by Chris Roseberry, a conservative Lutheran brother, who does meticulous documentation on the bodacious and audacious apostasy going on in the church. He documents it by videos, by these churches' own announcements and teachings that not only deny the faith, but embrace paganism and worldliness. And he does have a show called Defending the Faith that's on every day. So I heartily recommend his show. And he takes the sermons of well-known popular preachers and teachers, for instance, like Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes, Paula White, Creflo Dollar, all of these false teachers. He exposes them and shows you biblically where they are denying the Christian faith in one important aspect or another. So we need to be discerning Christians. We need to test everyone by the Word of God. And like the Bereans, the Christians in Berea, who searched the Scriptures whether these things were so, what Paul was teaching them, we need to put to test any and every person in the pulpit claiming to be teaching a doctrine from God or the Word of God, and if it rejects the Scriptures, we are to mark them, as Paul said, and have nothing to do with them.
Yeah, absolutely, Todd. I mean, you hit it right on the nose, buddy, there. We need to test every wind of doctrine by the authority of God's Word, just as the Bereans did back in Paul's day, Acts chapter 17, and verse number 29, in which they said that, you know, they searched the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. And the problem today, Todd, is that Christians are not testing every wind of doctrine. It's on the contrary. They are embracing every wind of doctrine without lining that up with the authority of God's holy word. John said in 1 John 4:1, he says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone into the world today. And the majority of these false prophets have been inundated all over Christian TV today." So, Todd, what I want
to
do... Yeah, go ahead.
We shouldn't be surprised that we're seeing universal apostasy everywhere, because Paul said to Timothy and prophesied, in 1 Timothy 4:1, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons." Verse 2, "Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry." So this whole idea of a mandatory male celibate priesthood would fall under this doctrine of demons. "And commanding to abstain from certain foods which God had created." You know, there's some in the church now, particularly in the Messianic movement, that says you must eat kosher. Well, that's a doctrine of demons, placing the New Testament believer under the Old Testament kosher law. That's
right.
Not scriptural for the New Covenant believer. And then it goes on, and but the Hillsong situation, which you're going to play for us, I believe, this was done in their London church. And I like what Chris Roseborough said on his Museum of Idolatry site, where he has this video. He says, Hillsong, sleazy silent night. And the reason why he's saying that is that you've got the Hillsong gang here singing Silent Night with a roaring 1920s style, complete with Las Vegas big band production and a whole lot of skin showing by the females, wearing short skirts, prancing around on the stage. It's just completely and totally inappropriate for a church where the holiness of God is to be revered and observed, and this certainly isn't. I mean, you might as well just be watching the musical Chicago. Same difference here. There is no distinction or observance between the sacred and the profane here, and that's a big mark of apostasy in the church today, is that they substitute the profane for the sacred, and they substitute sound, thorough, and consistent biblical exegesis with crass and shallow entertainment. That, I think, describes to a T the American church today and American evangelicalism.
Yeah, and when Todd said sleazy, silent night, folks, I'm telling you, we are not exaggerating here. We're not whistling Dixie here. This is one of the most sleazy renditions of such a beautiful song called Silent Night that was done by the Hillsong Church in Houston. And as Dr. Baker said, when he showed this to me in Israel, I was just absolutely appalled with the roaring 20s edition of scantily dressed women and all these flaps and everything. And, I mean, it was half-naked men on the stage. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable. So what I'm going to do right now, Todd, is just play a very brief segment, and I'm hoping that it comes out okay, of this sleazy Hillsong Church video. So just bear with me, and here it is. Did you hear that all right?
Yeah. And again, if people want to see this video, they can go to piratechristian.com/museum-of-idolatry/. But I heard it all right. And when you look at this video, I mean, to me, it's something you would see in a whorehouse rather than a traditional church. It's just obnoxious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Offensive. And it's totally not of the Spirit of God.
And, you know, the audio really doesn't do it any justice at all. If you can't see the video is absolutely horrendous. I mean these women are dressed so scantily and shaking their hips. And, I mean, it's just right from the very pits of hell. And yet, you have Christians there by the thousands who came out and embraced this and
absolutely
saw absolutely nothing wrong with it.
And, you know, you've got these big mega churches putting on these Broadway magnitude Christmas specials that, again, have nothing to do with the preaching of the gospel, using the birth of Messiah as a medium to reach out to the lost. You know, they've got Santa's showing up, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and it's really a sign of decadence and corruption in American evangelism. They spare no expense to put on these most colossal, gargantuan, and magnificent Christmas pageants. For instance, at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, they actually have suspended drummers in the air playing, and they've got just a host of other things in this Christmas pageant that has nothing to do with the Messiah or biblical Christianity. They got a huge Christmas tree and Santa and his elves dancing around on the stage. This has nothing to do with the birth of Messiah. And we don't even know he was born in December. Scholars believe he was born either in early winter or late fall. So that in itself is an assumption that many people make, that the Messiah was born in December, when there's absolutely no historical evidence for it. And if you trace the real pagan roots of Christmas back, it goes back to the Roman feast or celebration of the winter solstice on December 22nd, when the sun is the farthest away from the earth in a year. But anyway, I don't want to get off subject here. It's just, what do you say? I mean, it's assuming that people are not going to be satisfied and fed with a clear, sound, and edifying exegesis of the word. So we have to use the worldly entertainment methods to try to bring the unsaved person and entertain them, and hope perhaps through that he'll accept the Lord Jesus Christ. The problem with that is the gospel is never really substantially preached in these pageants. The flesh is tickled, and the curious mind is entertained, and the eye is bedeviled by the awe spectacle of these pageants, and leaving the spiritual man still hungry and unsatisfied with not hearing the gospel in the end.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that we have many of these churches today, especially some of these mega churches, that are bringing all of this worldly entertainment into their churches in order to bring out the masses. Rather than bringing people to the level of the gospel of the Lord Jesus, we're bringing the gospel down to the level of the people, watering it down, making sure we don't offend anybody, making sure that we don't step on anybody's toes, and, you know, because we don't want to see the dollar bills going out the door. And this is exactly where we are today. And I'm going to tell you something, Todd. It's the Laodicean age of the church. I mean, we look at the church of Laodicea, and Jesus has some extremely harsh words for the church at Laodicea. You know, out of those seven churches, the Lord Jesus only commends two of those churches, Smyrna and Philadelphia. The other five churches, Jesus has some serious, harsh words for them, especially the church of Laodicea, because they were only interested in material things. They were only interested in wealth and in a lot of prosperity.
In the
glitz. And the Lord Jesus said that,
of the pagan society around them. And what we see here is church leaders conforming the Christian lifestyle to the pagan, unsaved culture around them. And if we may move on, a disturbing epitome of that is what you and I watched while we were over in Israel. And that is, a pastor was preaching a sermon called Inked by God. And to use a living illustration, yes, Inked by God, I NKED, and to you, so he used a living illustration of that. You know what it was?
Oh yeah, we saw that.
It was a woman getting a religious tattoo on stage, and they were tattooing her thigh while this pastor was preaching. And if we
while
have the soundbite here,
preaching.
While the pastor was preaching, and not only that, church paid for the tattoo. Now, I do know Christians who have tattoos, and they would never want, even some would never agree to that being done in the church. They know that it's
right.
inappropriate and so
right.
forth. But yes, and there is a news report about this pastor whose church paid for this lady to have a tattoo while he gave his message, inked by God. And if I could play that now.
Yes.
Okay, here is the actual video from the Museum of Idolatry website. It's about a minute and a half. Here it goes.
Church on Sundays and tattoo sessions typically don't go together.
But that's exactly what happened for services at one worship experience in Belton today. Kansas United Scott McDonald Church.
The words of the gospel preached behind the buzz of a tattoo needle in Belton today. Sunday services at Life Trust Church were anything but traditional. And that's how senior pastor Chris Binion likes it. So I tell people, look, I want to hold people's attention for the greatest message ever told. Add in some rock music. And a skilled tattoo artist, you've got a much different approach to delivering a message of faith. So the idea is, how can we pick something that's cultural and integrate it into the church? Integrated into the church and infused into the skin. It takes a lot of dedication to do something like that. It's not something that you can divorce later in life. Once you put it on you, you have it for the rest of your life. For these folks, it's a faith in the form of an unwashable dedication and commitment to Jesus. Many people want to get a tape that they can just wipe up and only use on Sunday and not use Monday through Saturday. Whereas when you get inked by God, it's permanent. It ain't coming off. Scott McDonald, KUBC 90s.
I mean, how utterly blasphemous.
Wow.
Here you have a pastor violating the clear command in Leviticus 19:28, brother, wherein it says
yep.
there in that passage, you shall not print any marks upon you. That is simple, straightforward, and settled. God said it. That settles it. We must believe and obey it. And that word in the Hebrew means exactly what tattoo artists are doing to people getting tattoos today, to permanently mark the body. It's the reason why God prohibited it is because this is what the heathen or the pagan, the Canaanite nations were doing. They were tattooing
yes.
themselves to show themselves devoted to a particular pagan idea or Canaanite God. And here you have this pastor Pinion stage while this lady is getting tattooed on her thigh by a guy, the tattoo artist, got tattoo marks all over his face. It is unbelievable. Talk about bringing Canaanite culture into the Church of God. This is just astounding. And notice he said we have to integrate the culture into the church. So we let culture determine what we teach in the church. That's most telling right there. And he admits that. He admits that. When he's doing
yeah.
this mortifying thing of violating the Word of God, by allowing somebody to print or permanently mark their bodies and having the church pay for it. What do you think about that, brother?
I mean, that's just absolutely heretical. We also saw that video, Todd, in Israel. This guy's up there preaching, so-called preaching, while the lady below him is getting a tattoo on her thigh of Calvary's hill, so-called, with the three crosses
yeah.
there. And yet he's getting it done by a guy whose face is marred with tattoos. And he says, we have to be permanently inked by God. And yet he denies the biblical passage that you are not allowed to mark your body. You just quoted the passage, Todd, out of Leviticus chapter 19 and verse number 28 and other parallel passages that make it very clear that we are not tattoo or mark our body simply because it was a pagan Canaanite practice. And yet you have this heretic who's pastor in an evangelical church, and he's telling his people there's nothing wrong with it. We're being inked by God because we're doing it in the name of God, so it has to be okay. So now we're allowing culture to overrule the authority of the Word of God. This is just wicked.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And even the rabbis understood the prohibition and command in Leviticus 19:28 as applying to getting tattoos as well, from the Middle Ages even on up till today. So they correctly understood that that command of God given in Leviticus 19:28 forbids any type of permanent marking on the body and piercing. You know, you see these people who pierce their ears, their nose, their lips, their navel. That is also included in the prohibition against marking your body. It's self-mutilation and it's defacing temple of God, because Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 6, 16 and 17, and what agreement has a temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God
right.
as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. So that includes pagan practices that divorce oneself from walking in holy obedience to the Lord. And it's amazing how Christians justify the this of getting tattoos. You know, like you said, you had mentioned to me when we saw this video, they'll try to misuse Revelation 19:11 through 16, where it says that Jesus had a name written on his vesture and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And what they don't realize, it was the garment that Jesus was wearing, the prayer stall, and it had on there King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It wasn't something written on tattooed
on
his thigh. Because then you would make the Lord Jesus clearly violating his own word in Leviticus 19:28. I mean, come on, people. Think here.
Yeah, we need to wake up here, Christians. I mean, let me get this straight, Todd. You have the cults that are out there who know this is wrong. The cults that are teaching false doctrine, they even know that this is wrong. I mean, Roman Catholicism teaches that this is wrong. But yet, here you have Bible-believing Christians who are embracing a pagan practice by marking their bodies and tattooing their bodies that goes against Leviticus 19:28, the prohibition there, and then yet try to use Revelation 19:16, where it says, upon his vesture and upon his thigh was a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And they're going to say Jesus himself had a tattoo. I just find that, Todd, to be absolutely blasphemous. I mean, that's just right from the very pit of hell. It is indeed extreme apostasy in the church today. Now, Todd, before we get on to the next individual that we are going to mention, give our listeners information about your ministry and how they can contact you.
Yes, we have our ministry is called Berit Hadasha Ministries. Berit Hadasha means new covenant. It reminds us of what God promised and prophesied for Israel in Jeremiah 31:31. Behold, it says there, behold, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, the Berit Hadasha. We can be reached at www.berit-hadasha.org, or I still believe we can be reached at searchthescripturesonline.org. And our address is BHM, or Berit Hadasha Ministries, P.O. Box 796127, Dallas, Texas 75379. And we are now attempting to raise monies for our 37th outreach in March. We have a free newsletter called Search the Scriptures, free bi-monthly newsletter, chronicling our witnessing encounters in Israel and up to date on that. So we'll be having some articles written about our 36 outreach you and I just completed. And if you're in the Dallas area, mm-hmm. we do have a congregation called Shalom Messianic Congregation. And the address, let me get it here. We meet every Shabbat, every Friday at 7 p.m. And the address is Prestonwood Country Club Library, 5845 Copperwood Lane. And if you want to join us for Bible study and prayer every Friday evening on Shabbat, you can call us at 214-356-2583.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, folks, if you're in the Dallas area, look up Dr. Todd Baker. He's the pastor of Shalom Messianic Congregation. As a matter of fact, him and Zola Levitt. Todd is a product of Zola Levitt, and many of you remember the late Zola Levitt, who went home to be with the Lord in 2006. He was Todd's mentor. He was also my mentor over the years, and Zola and Todd founded the Shalom
right.
Messianic Congregation. So if you're ever in the area, come on by and visit Dr. Todd Baker. He would love to have you and fellowship with you. Now, Todd, I want to get on to the very last segment because we have just about 9 minutes left in the show. And this guy is Ed Young Jr. Now, Ed Young Jr., in my humble opinion, is a complete and total apostate. He is a heretic. And I remember that he showed one program in which he and his wife were laying on a bed
on top of their church, Grapevine Fellowship, in Grapevine,
yes.
Texas, for 24 hours in the media. The cameras, the local and international media had their cameras up there, and he was promoting a seven-part series, and his New York Times best-selling book called Sex Experiment, and teaching how married couples can improve their sex life. And at one point, teaching this, he actually had a slideshow presentation on the church ministry website where it showed different photographs of where you and your spouse could have sex in your house. I mean, this is totally inappropriate. Nowhere do we
Very
find the prophets, Jesus, or the apostles teach or write in the Old Testament or the New Testament how you need to teach married men and women how and where to have sex. It's totally inappropriate. Your focus should be, the church's focus should be obeying the Great Commission. And what is the Great Commission?
Amen.
Preach the gospel. And those who get saved, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
yes.
Son, and Holy Spirit, and discipling them. The church is not to be some instructive sex manual telling wives and husbands how to have sex with each other. Again, it's totally divorced from the mandate of the Great Commission. God has given the church to fulfill during the present age. And if I may, real quickly, here's their basis for sex experiment from both Pastor Ed Young and his wife. Listen to this.
Yeah, you did,
my wife, Lisa. Thank you so much for logging on to thesexperiment.com. This book, Lisa, is a life changer.
Yes, because it's going to revolutionize how you see sex. I'm talking about sex and marriage between a husband and a wife. So important for us to understand how God designed this wonderful intimacy between husband and wife. We have sex his way, and we understand the depth of what it was created to be.
And so they go on to say in this teaching that you should promise your wife, and your wife should promise you that you will have sex together for 7 days a week, for at least 1 week, as you follow his instructions in his book, Sex Experiment.
That's
so it's really, really just totally, totally devoid of any biblical basis. I mean, look, if you don't know how to have sex with your wife and you need clowns, the apostate clowns like this to teach you and tell you, I really feel sorry for you. Why don't you just read the Song of Solomon? There, that has all you need to have a healthy sex life within marriage. Amen, brother?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on here, but we're having some type of interference.
Feedback
here,
there.
But Todd, what I want to do right now, is play an excerpt from one of our Ed Young's teachings here. And if you just hold on 1 second here.
Okay, brother.
Yeah, we're having some type of interference. Not sure why it's doing that, but let's see if we can try to get.
Well, you heard my extract, okay? Right, what they were saying.
What I'm going to do right now, Todd, right, is play an excerpt from Ed Young Jr. Now, this
okay.
is what he's telling his people. He's saying, if you cannot tithe, then I don't want you coming to my church. What are you coming here for? What are you expecting? If you can't tithe, then stay home. Let me play an excerpt from that.
Okay.
Here it is.
Why are you coming to church? If you're not bringing the tithe, just wait, what are you expecting? Just hang out at home, man. Play golf.
Stay at home, play golf, he says. He says, stay at home, play golf. If you can't bring your tithe, don't come to the church. But it gets better. Hold on 1 second. Listen to what he has to say here.
You're so young to be here. What are you expecting, man? Are you crazy? You ain't looking at anything. It's not going to happen. You're spitting in the wind. The law.
He says, what are you even doing here, man? What are you expecting? You're not going to get nothing here.
So,
I'm going to get something,
so
but
the
you're
church,
not going to get nothing here. You're like spitting in the wind, he says.
Yeah.
That's
so the church is there to enrich him so that he can have an expensive, lavish lifestyle of the upper middle class. Let me also say this. On his website called
sexperiment.com, yes,
he's actually got a video called 24 Our Bed-In with Ed and Lisa Young, and they have a video of them on top of their church roof in bed. Totally, totally inappropriate and bordering on, you know, pornographic, you know, suggesting as if we need to come to bed with Ed and Lisa Young to learn of their teachings called the Sexperiment. That video can be seen on the sexperiment.com/bed-in. These are just few of many, many examples of egregious apostasy in the church and departure from sound biblical faith and obeying the Great Commission like the church is supposed to.
Lord have mercy. Well, folks, I tell you, 45 minutes just blew by and our time is up. We are living in the last days. And, folks, it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse, and it's going to get worse even in the church. And just as we mentioned, those seven churches in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, despite the apostasy and the heresy in five of those churches, yet despite those five churches, there was a very small remnant.
Amen.
Of Bible-believing Christians who were still willing to preach the stuff. They were still willing to live holy, righteously, and godly. They were willing to speak out against the wickedness and the sin of the world today. And the Todd is only a small remnant today in the
That's
church
right.
that's willing to speak out. But by and large, Todd, the rest of the church has indeed apostatized. But we've got to bring the program to a close. Todd, one more time, give the web address for your ministry.
Yes, our web address is Berit, B-R-I-T, dash, Hadasha, A-D-A-S, HAH.org, Berit-Hadasha.org. You can reach us there, and I think we should, from time to time, document the ongoing apostasy. And the antidote, of course, is the sound teaching and preaching from the Word of God. That's the cure to heresy right there.
Amen. Well, folks, that's Dr. Todd Baker, Berit Hadasha Ministries. Don't forget to get a hold of him and get to know more about his ministry. And, Todd, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Okay, brother. Thank you so much for having me on. God bless
you. No problem, brother. We'll talk to you later. God bless. Well, folks, that's the end of our show. Don't forget to come to Solid Rock Baptist Church Sunday, where I will be preaching on current world events in light of biblical prophecy. Until next week, this is August Rosado saying, keep looking up. The Lord Jesus is indeed coming soon.